Well, the Iowa caucus was last night, the first round of voting in the Republican presidential primary. And I'll give you one guess who won. Here's a hint. They refused to air his victory speech on CNN.
Donald Trump declaring victory with a historically strong showing in the Iowa caucuses. If these numbers hold, the biggest victory for a non-incumbent president in the modern era for this contest. A relatively subdued speech as these things go so far, although here he is right now under...
Such a historic victory, in fact, that he won every single county in the entire state, all 99 of them, beating Ron DeSantis by about 30 points, who came in second place, which is great because that means neocon Nikki Haley came in third. So her campaign is losing steam, followed by Vivek, who came in fourth place. Although if you're looking at the New York Times website to try to get results, they pretended that Vivek wasn't even in the race. So Vivek, who ran a fantastic campaign and was basically operating as a Donald Trump surrogate until this past weekend when he threw a little bit of shade at Donald Trump for the first time, he dropped out of the race yesterday and then did the right thing. Endorsed Donald Trump.
As I've said since the beginning, there are two America First candidates in this race. And earlier tonight, I called Donald Trump to tell him that I congratulated him on his victory. And now going forward, he will have my full endorsement for the presidency. And I think we're going to do the right thing for this country.
Neocon Nikki, who came in third place, I may remind you, gave what sounded like a victory speech.
I can safely say, tonight, Iowa made this Republican primary a two-person race.
Excuse me, but you came in third place, ma'am. And she might have actually come in fourth place if it wasn't for a bunch of Democrats who switched their party affiliation and then went and caucused as Republicans to support her.
Major, it's been a very interesting night. They just finished voting. This was a room in favor of Nikki Haley, overwhelmingly so. Ron DeSantis second, Donald Trump a distant third. The most interesting development of the evening, and Anthony Salvanto will find this to be very interesting indeed. They had 50 forms for people who wanted to register tonight or switch their party registration. They ran out of those forms. Members of the caucus team here had to run out to multiple people's homes to get printer paper and get their printers fired up. They printed another 25 or so sheets of paper. They estimate about 75 people were new registrations or switched their registration from Democrat to Republican in order to play in this caucus tonight. And I think that's a big reason why Nikki Haley was lifted up. You're getting a little noise here as they clean up. Was so impressive in this particular outing.
We get the point, sir. Democrats are manipulating the process in order to try to beat Donald Trump. Over on MSNBC, Joy Reid, whose hair looks an awful lot like Donald Trump's, talk about cultural appropriation, has a theory about why she didn't beat him.
But, you know, I feel like the important sort of data point, and, you know, Steve talks about it a lot, he's going to probably talk about it a little more tonight, is that these are white Christians. That this is a state that is overrepresented by white Christians that are going to participate in these caucuses,
yes.
Especially tonight.
They're overrepresented. There are too many white people and too many Christians in Iowa. Sounds like they need some of those migrants that have been crossing the border.
It's the elephant in the room. She's still a brown lady that's got to try to win in a party that is deeply anti-immigrant. She's getting, you know, birthered by Donald Trump. And I don't care how much the donor class likes her, which will ramp up a lot, the better she does in New Hampshire. So it's still a challenge. I don't see how she becomes the nominee of that party with Donald Trump still around. I can't picture it happening. Maybe it could happen. Ron DeSantis' only argument for staying in it is he's the white guy, that he can still make the appeal to white
evangelicals. While we have...
Sorry, but Nikki Haley looks white compared to Vivek. And most MAGA Republicans love Vivek. He crushed it at every debate. He was the only reason to tune in since Donald Trump wasn't there. Like I said, he's been basically operating as a Trump surrogate on the campaign trail, doing a lot of podcasts, small and mid-sized podcasts, not afraid to go on anybody's show. So you can't say that the Republican Party is racist against brown people because Vivek is awesome. And since Donald Trump will be the Republican nominee, shy of some unforeseen circumstance that you can't put past certain people possibly attempting, completely crushing Nikki Haley and Ron DeSantis' attempts to challenge him, Now the liberal media and the Marxist Democrats are getting worried.
And I don't mean to be, again, too dark, as you said, on this, but it is not, if we are worried about the rise of authoritarianism in this country, we are worried.
Definitely we are, which is why we need to defeat the Marxist Democrats as soon as possible.
About potential rise of fascism in this country. We're worried about
communism, which is pretty much almost here. Yes, we are worried about that.
About our democracy falling to an authoritarian and potentially fascist form of government.
Communism.
The leader who is trying to do that is part of that equation.
Mm-hmm.
But people wanting that
correct
is a much bigger part of that That's equation.
Right.
Now we're all part of the problem. Now they're going to start calling us fascists instead of deplorables. This is the headline on FoxNews.com. Trump stuns pundits by defying political gravity after Iowa win. He's the nominee. Get over it. But this is not going to be smooth sailing. In fact, the waters are going to start to get very rough very soon because the Democrats and the Republican establishment thought that they were going to be able to stop him by now with all the indictments and all of the lawsuits. But he's only gaining momentum. And be sure to order my new book, The War on Conservatives, in paperback from Amazon.com or click the link in the description below and check it out.